And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 7th of March, 2007. It was on this day in 1994 the Supreme Court ruled unanimously that parody can be protected by the Fair Use Clause of the Copyright Act of 1976. It arose from a song by the rap group Two Live Crew, which had used elements of the Roy Orbison song, Oh Pretty Woman. And the publishers of the Orbison song sued Two Live Crew for infringement of copyright. Among those in support of Two Live Crew were Mad Magazine, The Harvard Lampoon, and Comedy Central, and the Supreme Court ruled in parody's favor. It's the birthday of the critic William York Tyndall, born in Williamstown, Vermont, 1903, who discovered James Joyce's Ulysses when he was in Paris, became obsessed with Joyce, read all of his works, came back to this country, and started teaching a course in modern literature at New York University. One of the first professors to assign Ulysses to his students, the book was still banned in the U.S., so his students had to go to the library and read a bootlegged copy that was chained to a desk. It was on this day, 1876, Alexander Graham Bell received patent number 174,465 for the telephone, filing for the patent on the same day as a Chicago electrician named Elisha Gray filed for a patent on basically the same device. Bell beat Gray by just 2 hours. 1917, on this day, the Victor Talking Machine Company released the first jazz record in American history. The word jazz was spelled J-A-S-S. There were various terms for this new music. It was called ratty music, gut bucket music, hot music. The word jazz may have come from a West African word meaning to speed things up, or a slang term for sex. And the first group to record jazz? The original Dixieland Jazz Band, an all-white group led by an Italian-American cornetist from New Orleans. 1933, on this day, Charles Darrow trademarked the board game Monopoly, which he had based on an earlier game called the Landlord's Game, designed by a woman named Elizabeth Magie, which she designed as an educational tool to teach people about the evils of capitalism. And it was on this day in 1923, Robert Frost's poem Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening was published in the New Republic magazine, the poem that Frost said was his favorite of all he'd written. He'd written it the previous June, after working all night on a long poem called New Hampshire, and said that he wrote Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening in just a few minutes without lifting his pen off the page. He said, "It was as if I'd had a hallucination." Here's a poem for today by William Meredith, entitled Parents. What it must be like to be an angel or a squirrel, we can imagine sooner. The last time we go to bed good, they are there, lying about darkness. They dandle us once too often, these friends who become our enemies. Suddenly one day their juniors are as old as we yearn to be. They get wrinkles where it is better smooth, odd coughs and smells. It is grotesque how they go on loving us, we go on loving them. The effrontery, barely imaginable, of having caused us, and of how. Their lives, surely we can do better than that. This goes on for a long time. Everything they do is wrong, and the worst thing, they all do it, is to die, taking with them the last explanation, how we came out of the wet sea or wherever they got us from, taking the last link of that chain with them. Father, mother, we cry, wrinkling to our uncomprehending children and grandchildren. Parents, a poem by William Meredith from his collection The Cheer, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.